Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
And on to the rant. I'm just kidding. Although sometimes I feel like most of our shows are mostly rant, though. We do get a bit roughed up sometimes. Things ruffle our feathers. Things get our goat. And we won't apologize for that. If loving food and truth and the spirit of a free and prosperous, die-hard-style, badass-fighting America is wrong, then we don't want to be right.
Hear, hear!
Yeah. Basically, what we here at Food Fight Radio want to see is this. People taking a non-stupid approach to food. I think that's the best thing to call it. Where everything is eaten in moderation. Where people aren't trying to trick themselves into thinking that Lucky Charms are good for breakfast.
Wait, they're not?
Not that I know of.
Good luck. They give you luck all day long. You eat Lucky Charms, you find money, right?
I have you do all my research for me, so maybe you know something I don't. Where people don't blow up other people to save a duck. Where foie gras-loving foodies can roam free and eat whatever they want, regardless of what city we live in. And maybe, just maybe, Californians could, I don't know, stop listening to celebrities. And maybe stop electing them to positions of power. How about that? The rest of the country makes fun of us. They do. They think we're a big joke. And they're right. Stop putting action heroes in office, and maybe that'll change. But the glove law? The foie gras ban? We're never going to build a major food culture this way. Foodies will laugh at us and then leave. Seriously. And you know what? Lighten up on new businesses. You have to be a friend to make a friend. Right? Be a friend, California. Oldest rule in the schoolyard. I could have quoted my other favorite cardinal rule, which is find the biggest, baddest cat around and kick his butt. But that's jail yard rules.
Yes, that's the prison yard.
That only applies on Mondays. I guess what I'm saying is, welcome to Food Fight. Now, Marcus here... My co-host and sister, who's actually a mister, thinks that San Diego is actually starting to come up to speed and lightening up on food trucks.
All right, so I was all excited. The new food truck law is coming out. I was like, sweet, finally, there's not so many restrictions on food trucks. It's tough to find a place to park, to sell your food. I was jazzed about that. I looked more into the law.
Then what happened?
I looked more into the law, and I was like,
so
oh,
it's always
no.
the case. No, they tell you one thing. Lawmakers tell you that we've done this, this, and this, and then you're like, you're psyched. You're, ooh,
here's
that's
the new,
awesome.
The
then
new
you actually
food truck
look into
action
it.
Bill. Yeah. And really, it's the food truck inaction bill. It stops them from going downtown, going anywhere they want, or just use it. It just puts more restrictions up for the food truck.
How did this announcement trick you into thinking it was good?
Just I don't know.
You're impressionable.
What I wanted to hear. I heard what I wanted to hear.
What specifically did it say?
It said, good news, California. Food truck land laws are now being open and discussed. And I thought, land laws
just
are being open.
They're discussing it.
No, I heard open, like they're opening the land laws for food trucks.
Oh, no,
I was
no,
like,
they opened it up to discussion so that people cannot do stuff.
So,
okay,
yes.
So nothing interesting is happening with food trucks. Now, I've never been a huge fan of food trucks, mostly because I really don't feel comfortable about sushi from a food truck. And if I'm not feeling comfortable about sushi from a food truck, then that means that there's something swirling around in my head that is thinking that food off of a truck is generally not as sanitary or kept cold or chilled as it needs to be. I know these trucks are refrigerated. But
yeah,
that's,
and they're inspected by the state, and they have the AC. Yeah.
Well, okay, every place is inspected by the state. But if you walk into a restaurant, you can see the floor, you can see the bathrooms, you can see the hallways leading up to the bathroom. And if you're lucky, you peek behind the curtain in a Chinese restaurant, you're going to see the disgusting kitchen.
Nice.
You know, but and that, you've seen the inside of it, you have to then at that point come to terms with it. The food truck, you can't go in there. You're not allowed in. So you have no clue what's in there. That would be like getting food from a restaurant where you're not allowed to see the inside.
It
makes me a little bit nervous. And a lot of people feel a little bit nervous. I'm sure the food is fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that if I ate sushi off of a food truck, I wouldn't get nearly as sick as I had when I ate a blackberry that one time. So, okay, I'm fine with that, generally speaking. You can get some interesting things. And usually with food trucks, they're going to get more imaginative, more creative. They're going to take more risks. And here's why. It's just a truck.
Yeah. They don't have to pay for the rent for the house.
Yeah. They're not spending $40,000 a year on their rent.
Good for them. Finding a cheaper way to do the business.
However, these are not inexpensive businesses.
No.
So, I mean, you got to bear that in mind. Usually the guy who owns the business is the guy making your food and driving the truck.
Yes, exactly.
That's the guy. He's the one making up at 4 a.m. chopping onions.
Yeah.
And if he's mad at you, he's also the one spitting in your onions. But
well, he's not the one taking the order
owners.
Usually, but yeah.
That's why I like this. It's small business. It's imaginative. It pushes borders, and it does cool new things that often stationary brick and mortar restaurants aren't really willing to do.
Exactly.
Because they have a higher risk. They lose customers. They can't pay that rent. But with a food truck, you're already in. And once you're in, you've got this $200,000 expensive, ridiculous build out on your truck.
Yeah.
Your month-to-month costs after that are minimal.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the opposite. When you build a restaurant, okay, it's going to be big and expensive, but that expensive stuff, that continues every month.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pressure on you to not push the borders.
And I understand. I mean, this is the whole free market in action, where big areas get eaten up by new, smaller innovations. So you got all the restaurants, and they're complaining that the food trucks come in and take away all their business. But it's only really the quick service restaurants that are feeling this.
Yeah.
Like the McDonald's.
Well, that's always going to be true if another quick service restaurant opens up across the street and it is a free country.
Exactly what I'm saying. Like,
so
why make it tougher for them?
If you have a hamburger place, there is no law that says a hamburger place can't move in right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a Starbucks, there is no law, unfortunately, that says another Starbucks can't move in right next door to you. Which, hey, you know, why would you want to do that? Well, but, hey, it's a chain, not a franchise.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's like you can put them up wherever you want.
Wherever you want.
There's a long line.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't like waiting in long lines. So now there's another Starbucks next to it. So the line can be shorter.
That's so ridiculous.
Right?
Yes.
There's less waiting time between you and your double flip, triple whipped cream top, half calf, tall mocha non-fat latte.
You remembered my order. That is so sweet.
Yeah, you have the girliest coffee I think I've ever ordered. I'll take a tall black drip. Okay. And for my co-host here, I'm going to have the fruitiest, tallest, fluffiest, most whipped cream covered thing, put the caramel flan sauce on top with the double chocolate sprinkle.
Yep.
You embarrass me.
You love
You're
it.
A big diphthong. What are some of your favorite food trucks?
Some of my favorite food trucks. I do love Taiwan On. They're changing their name right now. I love Thai food, and Thai food coming off a food truck makes me feel like I'm in Thailand, where this whole thing started, where the whole big food truck thing started. So I just like spicy noodles.
Makes you feel like you're in Thailand.
Not Thailand,
really?
But I'm part of, you know, not really Thailand.
I don't think but it part makes of you. You know what? If you were in Thailand, you wouldn't be ordering food off a truck.
Yeah, oh, a little guy in a cart, like an ice cream guy.
There'd be a dude pushing a wheelbarrow, giving you cricket on a stick.
Have you ever had cricket on a stick?
Well, okay, I've had cricket.
Okay.
I've eaten a Szechuan-style cricket.
Szechuan.
Stir-fried up at the Typhoon restaurant in Santa Monica.
Oh, nice.
Pretty weird.
I bet.
You know? But that was also the day when I had scorpions on shrimp toast.
Oh.
So, I don't know, between the cricket and the scorpion... As a food show, I gotta tell you, they taste about the same.
I bet.
The only difference is the cricket does not have the ability to sting your lip on the way in.
Oh.
That was a little weird.
I bet.
But.
So here are the couple of rules coming up from the, that are being debated. The trucks will not be allowed to serve alcoholic beverages. Merchandise.
Oh, that's lame, lame.
Or commercial services.
Wait, why'd you skip? You skip right past that when you're trying to glaze over it? What's
well,
that?
Well, no, it's
you?
All one part. So I was just trying to get it all together.
Oh.
But you can't serve any alcohol.
That's wrong.
And to get a liquor license.
They're not driving.
They're not driving.
They're parked.
Yeah.
And you're not driving. You've walked up to them. So what's the problem?
And you can walk past the food truck to a store, buy some alcohol, and drink right next to the truck.
It would be just beer, right?
I mean,
because you have to have a full kitchen to do wine or anything more than wine.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's, come on. That's you have a counter.
And you can't
That's
sell hats or shirts like, what is it, the Crab Hut place?
You can't have a Crab Hut shirt?
Well, you can't sell shirts or any merchandise.
Well, why not?
I don't know. Isn't that...
Isn't food kind of merchandise?
It is.
Kind of?
I don't know. One time use stuff. So I think that's just dumb. That's a cutting off
well, that
the
is
market.
Dumb.
That's, I don't
mean,
agree with that.
Well, here's the thing. A shirt or a hat... is not going to give you food poisoning regardless of the condition that it is kept in.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, none of these laws were
why is
about
it okay
food?
To give you food off a truck but not a shirt?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
That's weird.
That's dumb. Next one, No equipment outside the food truck except for trash bins or recycling containers.
So no tables and no chairs.
No tables, no chairs.
To sit.
No funny umbrella to keep your truck from overheating or keep people in the shade in line. Nothing else besides that. There's a lot of people who put up umbrellas on hot days so people can just kind of stand.
What happens if they put up an umbrella?
And they get fined.
The food police are going to come by and...
You can't have an umbrella!
You know what? I'm the food police, okay? And I would not do that. That's just mean.
That is.
And on, if you look at it another way, I mean, that's going to also help spoil the food. The direct heat, the direct sunlight, that's no good. And yeah. What if you're eating ice cream?
Exactly. Not all food trucks are hot food. Yeah.
There's nothing more sad than a melting ice cream cone. Or have your nice chocolate dipped bacon, which is something you can get off of a food truck here in San Diego. And that's going to melt.
That is.
That's going to suck.
There's
no one's going to appreciate that.
No one's going to like it. There's a list of it. You can go to the San Diego Council and look up the food truck restrictions and see what the new laws are if you want. But those are the ones I'm hopping mad about.
Oy. Unbelievable. Foie gras off a truck. Well, maybe. No, I might actually try that. That actually sounds kind of interesting.
Would do that. Yeah.
We'll call it foie on wheels.
Duck cargo? No, that's stupid.
Actually, duck cargo is not bad. That's actually not bad. Anyone listening? Any entrepreneurial California? No? Free spirits
I said it
out
first.
There? Listening?
It's mine.
He said it. Yeah, he owns it. He owns it. He's going to expect a royalty for that. You know, I like that they're making things a bit easier for businesses here in California. Now all they have to do is apply those same sentiments to restaurants in actual buildings that can't just roll away.
True.
When we come back, we'll be talking about a brand new product on the market. It's not wine. It's not vinegar. It's Sonomic. It's a groovy cross between sweet, heady wine and balsamic vinegar. It's neither, and it's both. It's a puzzle trapped in an enigma poured into a bottle. And it's coming up next. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineIn, the number 2, night.com, or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Folks, Christmas Fight Radio. And we've been playing with a new product. It's new on the market. Apparently, I pronounced it wrong. It's pronounced Sonomic.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus here actually gave me the correction, which is weird. I don't think that's ever happened.
Well, I'm
in
from
the entire time I've known you.
I'm from Sonoma, so it's like the only word I...
Sonomic.
Sonomic.
Which is Sonoma Balsamic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really, really cool. It's sold by a company called Portworks. And our good buddies at Sonoma Portworks gave us some of this stuff to play with recently. We could not be more impressed. You could order their tasty wines and ports and stuff. They have a ton of groovy wines. And actually, on their website, they describe their wines so well that you want to buy all of them. But we here at Food Fight like to try new things. And this, my friends, is new.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff you can do with a tasty dessert wine, a syrupy wine, you can use this for. And all the stuff that you can do with balsamic vinegar, you can use this for. So, and all the stuff you can do with port, you can use this for. So basically, you can use this one bottle for pretty much everything. Well, maybe two bottles, because it comes in two flavors, Cabernet Sauvignon flavor and Chardonnay flavor.
Mm.
They're both totally awesome. There's no way you could possibly choose between them. So get them both, then explore the possibilities. Here's what you can do with that bottle of Sonomic. Now, you can drizzle it on a salad completely in place of salad dressing.
Yeah, you don't need to mix it. You don't need to turn it into a vinaigrette or a Sonomicette or whatever.
You don't
whatever.
Have to be whisking oils into things.
Yeah.
You don't have to be adding spices or fresh cut herbs or sesame seeds or anything like that. Just drizzle this stuff directly on the vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. It's not too acidic, so it's nice. It's great.
And
what
fruit.
You can also do is, I was going to bring up grill some peaches.
Ooh.
Take the pit out, grill them for about 5 minutes on the flesh side, open it up, drizzle it on top, let it sit for a minute so it soaks in, and it's wonderful.
You know what make that even better? Scoop of ice cream.
I bet.
That would even make it better.
Ice cream. I love ice cream.
That's getting. I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah, me too.
You can serve this stuff on a cheese plate. Or dipping, or
smearing,
or drinking. I don't know, this stuff's really good. You might just want to drink it. You can swirl it atop a pureed veggie or a root vegetable soup.
I added it to my Bloody Mary, the red
one, a little
bit of that, just to make it a little, like, because it's spicy and sweet,
awesome.
Bloody Mary. Actually, I have some for you. I'll give it to you after the show.
Sweet. It's in the car. I can drink it and then drive.
And then drive. That's,
that'll be fantastic.
That's why I give you booze before you drive
away.
See,
that's why they should have food trucks that have this stuff, because then I would actually get out of my car and stop driving. That would actually be convenient for me.
Yeah. But just a little bit in there.
Keep me out of trouble.
Sweet kick.
You can add an ounce of it to any chocolate torte or anything you're making that has dark chocolate in it. It brings out the fruity florals of any dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm. You get some pearl onions. You get a little bit of the Chardonnay Sonomic and just a little bit of water, and you poach them in there. And they're great balsamic onions, which would go great on any salad, or actually salad's just great, or with pork dishes.
Now, you can also use this stuff to deglaze any pot and pan, scrape up any brown bits, and that's a good sauce.
That's a great sauce.
Put that on top of my illegally trucked in foie gras, and that's even better. You can mix them into any cocktail.
Yes.
And cider cocktails are actually kind of becoming a bit of a big thing. Like, people are using these great healthy apple cider vinegars.
Yes.
To make cocktails and drinks, and people are drinking them. You can't drink this cider vinegar straight usually, but this stuff, you could probably get away with it. It's actually that tasty. But usually cider vinegar is pretty harsh.
Yeah, yeah, but it's very good for your blood. It helps clean you out.
Which is why you have to dilute it.
Yes.
Now, for me, that means add vodka.
There we go.
I'm technically diluting it.
I can't disagree
and
with
I'm
you.
And I'm diluting myself.
I'm not sure if it helps with the vinegar. I'm not sure if it still is good for you, but yeah.
Well, think of it this way. Liquor is not necessarily good for your body. But if you drink it with apple cider vinegar, it's got to cancel out the effects, right?
So you're at a break-even point?
You're break-even.
That's good.
It
okay.
It zeroes it out.
It zeroes
it's
out.
It's almost as though you haven't had anything to drink, except you get like a, you know, you get your buzz.
Yeah, and a little stomach rumbly from the vinegar.
Well, sure, but that's good for you.
That's great for you.
And it's got to be even better for you if you're mixing it with fermented alcoholic stuff. It has to be.
Has to be.
Apple cider vinegar is fermented.
Yeah, it's fermented. It's
so
from
is the
apple
booze.
Cider. Yeah.
They go hand in hand. They're brother and sister.
Aww.
Usually brothers and sisters are like seriously fighting most of the time. But you can mix this stuff in sparkling water, make a sangria because it's wine flavored, right? And you mix that in sparkling water. So it's like a sangria. Now it's a super healthy sangria.
Oh, we just got a sparkling water maker at home. I'm going to try that out.
Sparkling water maker?
It has a CO2 cartridge and you put like a liter bottle in and it puts the CO2.
That's the one where you're supposed to make your own Coke?
Yes.
Except you just didn't make the Coke?
Well, yeah, we like sparkling water. I like mixing it with some vodka and other things.
You know you can buy sparkling water, right?
Yeah, but this is fun because it makes a cool sound, lights up, and it's
make
a hoot.
Some soda, put some Mentos in it, make a little rocket launcher.
There we go.
Backyard.
In the morning, so you got your Sunday brunch, you're making French toast, you get some berries, maybe just a little bit of juice, and then some of this Sonomic, add it together, the balsamic, and it's a great dressing for your French toast.
If you want grown-up yogurt... Swirl some into some all-natural, full-fat Greek yogurt.
Ah, full-fat yogurt.
It's pretty good. Full-fat yogurt is better for you, more filling, more satisfying, tastes much creamier, so you're going to be just happier all around. And now you've got a grown-up flavor.
That's
you can get
great.
All excited about it. It's wine flavor.
Wine-flavored
yogurt.
It's wine and cheese.
Put some strawberries in it. Even better. Wine and cheese. Oh,
yogurt, yeah, it's.
Also, you could swirl it into cottage cheese.
Oh, there we go.
Anything cheesy or creamy, you can mix this into. What if you blended it with whipped cream?
Oh, if you got some whipped cream as opposed to vanilla, I bet that'd be awesome. That'd
well,
be great.
Yeah,
a nice pink color
the heavy whipping cream that you get in the carton.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of keep whipping it.
And then
you put in a drizzle of this stuff. Use the red one because that will make your whipped cream pink.
Pink.
Which is groovy. You can put that on top of hot chocolates. You can put it on desserts. You can put it on yourself. You can put this stuff on strawberries. You can put it on anything. Put it on top of your grown-up waffles.
There we go.
You know, a little swirl of this, the Chardonnay flavor into your waffle.
Yeah.
And then your Cabernet Sauvignon flavor into the whipped cream that gets dolloped on top of the waffle. Now you got a grown-up brunch.
I love putting chives, cheddar cheese, and bacon into my waffles. So the Cabernet Sauvignon whipped cream on
that
top.
That would be fantastic.
If you don't add too much sugar to it, and it's a Cabernet whip on top.
That would be lovely.
Great. That's on my food truck. I'm going to serve that one on my food truck.
Yeah, what would be the name of your food truck?
My food truck.
They don't have that.
No.
And usually those food truck names aren't that imaginative.
No.
I'm pretty sure that that would be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I would eat off of that food truck.
You're like, oh, hey, look, it's my food truck.
Everyone would think it was theirs. And there better be a lot of like wine flavored things on that food truck. Drizzle over meats, add them to your marinade, put that on there, drizzle it on stuff as you're cooking, as you're barbecuing, kind of baste stuff in this balsamic while it's broiling.
Yeah.
That's good because it'll keep it moist, but it'll also flavor it at the same time. That's going to be one sticky pan.
Yeah.
By the way,
at the end of it, deglaze it with something good.
That's going to be some baked on stuff that you're going to have to get off of that thing. But you know what? Deglaze it with more of the Sonomic. And then you've got like an interesting little sauce.
Yeah. And if you don't want to deglaze it, put some aluminum foil on the bottom.
You can mix this stuff into caramels that you're making.
Ooh.
Cabernet Sauvignon and Chardonnay caramels.
Yeah, because they usually use lemon juice in caramels or something acidic a little bit. So
and the reason I want people at home to try this is because I'm done with sea salt caramels. Done. I'm so done with sea salt caramels. You know what? People took it to an extreme. Like they do. They find something cool and then they go nuts with it. They go completely overboard. See, this is why whenever we have, like in a movie, there's a cure for a disease, we always wind up taking it to the extreme and now it zombifies the world and everyone's dead.
Yes.
We do that same thing with food.
We're a very obsessive culture. We see one thing, we just go nuts over it.
Well,
that's how I felt about bacon.
They oversalted the caramel. Okay, one or two or three little flecks of fleur de sel, fine. Put that on there. It's a nice touch. It's like having a little salted rim around your margarita.
Yeah.
That's fine. But you know what? Don't take a teaspoon of sea salt and stick it right in the middle of your stupid caramel. What's the matter with you? That makes it taste terrible.
Who roll it so it's encrusted, so it's all nice and sparkly, but it's salt on the outside?
It's salt.
It's horrible.
You know what? A ton of salt and a ton of caramel don't go together. If you had any food sense about you, you would know that delicious food is all about efficacious use of strong flavors.
Yeah, balancing everything out.
Ridiculous. There are whole companies that do nothing but make salted caramels. That's how you know that's all they have to contribute to the world and they're done.
Yeah, cupcakes, done. Bacon.
Idiotic.
Salted caramel. Something's coming up next.
Ooh, stop making it with salt and start making it with Sonomic.
Sonomic, exactly.
Yeah, because it'll be sweet. It'll be tangy. It'll be twangy, vinegary, cidery. Cider is the new thing. Cider is the new maple syrup. I'm declaring it.
All right.
Cider is the new maple syrup. People are going to be putting cider in everything that they could have otherwise put maple syrup in and given it a little bit of a cool Canadian kick. But you know what? This stuff is awesome in Canada too.
Yeah.
How about maple balsamic Sonomic?
Why don't you make that with maple?
Maple balsamic is so fantastic.
Yeah.
You get the twang. You know, you get that acidy twinge in there. You can put it in everything. You can put it in stuff that you can't put maple syrup in.
You let it warm up. You throw some butter in there and make a full-on maple
or like
Sonomic
the
butter
do,
sauce.
Throw it on fresh snow and put it on a stick. You ever had that?
No, but
no. That's like the number one most popular candy in Canada. Apparently, it's like tourists. Tourists do it.
Yeah, of course.
The Canadians are actually eating the good stuff.
They're like,
They're like, here, this is what we do for fun up in Canada, eh? Hey, you look really cold. And then, you know, they give you the maple syrup on a stick. They're poking fun at you. They think Americans are big dummies. You can also put this stuff with pork, beef, chicken, all fruits, all cheeses, all veggies. It's fantastic to add the Chardonnay flavor into the melting Swiss cheese of a fondue. Now, usually I think of fondue as a fondant, but for this stuff, I'll make an exception. Go to www.portworks.com or just go to our Food Fight Radio website. We're going to put it there too. When we come back, how to get more heart-healthy natural fats into your food. And by doing so, reduce your dependence on unhealthy, saturated, nasty fats from your life. Don't touch that dial. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you and the food was always different and suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. How often have you wondered, how can you get more fat into your diet?
Every single day.
I know. I wake up thinking, how can I get more fat into my diet? I'm like that every day. And I'm really pretty normal, I think. Well,
yeah, of course.
Normal-ish.
Normal-ish.
He's looking at me like I'm insane. Normal-ish. All
smiling
right.
Not.
If you're
not.
Eating too much unhealthy fat, you get bigger. And if you don't get enough fat, you get over hungry and then eat more calories, then you get bigger. You can avoid both of these things by getting enough heart healthy natural dietary fat. It's pretty easy. You want to get a pad and pencil. I'll wait. Pad and pencil. Does anyone even use pencils anymore?
I use my phone. I have my little pen on it.
The food doctor is about to speak. That's me, in case you were wondering. That's why I have the big microphone. That's why Marcus has the little dinky microphone. Yeah, he looks funny next to the teeny tiny microphone.
Big guy and a small mic. Big guy
and a little coat.
Yes, well, it's a small mic. I'm not wearing a little coat.
You want to keep your heart going longer? Maybe get a few more 100,000 beats out of it? Because the only way to do that is to keep the muscle in your heart healthy and happy. Give it the wrong kind of fuel, though, and your engine is going to die. And the best fuel for your heart is fat. So bad news for all those skinny little aerobicized yuppie butts out there. You're on those no-fat, totally bad mood 24-hour-a-day deprivation diets. You avoid fats at all costs. Your hearts will eventually get tired of the abuse and stop ticking. And on the other side, those of you who only eat unhealthy fats, your heart hates you too. You're clogging your pipes. And when you eat, you're not getting full and satisfied. You're craving even more unhealthy fats. By doing that, it's a wicked cycle. And then your heart gets weak because you haven't been nourishing the muscle properly. It gets sick and tired and dies. Bad plan. Now, here's how you can fix all that by eating foods with the great, groovy, all naturally occurring fat that grows in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Fat that grows in nature. That's the good kind. It'll not only keep you fuller longer, but it'll nurse your pissed off heart back to health. Now, let's hear some examples of some groovy natural fats in foods that are actually tasty this time, if you don't mind, please.
No problem. So one is meat.
Yay, meat.
So
woohoo! I thought you were going to say nuts or some kind of a weird ancient grain or something like that, like you usually do.
I have it. But
finally, Marcus gets it. Yay, we're talking about meat.
Meat. So you want really good marbled or fat in your meat when you cook it. Any meat at all. That's a natural fat. Now, people are always like, oh, it's saturated. Oh, it's bad. When you cook it, it melts down. Don't worry about it. Calm down. But eating that meat, especially with your veggies, will just help your body out a lot. Naturally
occurring.
Well,
the fat in the meat.
Yes.
It'll help your body absorb everything great in those veggies.
Yes.
That the veggies have to offer you. If you're eating veggies, but you're not taking in any fat, especially things like broccoli, the best vegetables for you, they have fat-soluble vitamins. That means that you won't get those vitamins unless you eat them with a little bit of fat.
Everybody eating kale needs to have a little fat with that kale.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of people eating kale.
There's a lot of people out there who are like, I eat kale all the time. Kale's all I eat. You're missing out. You need to cut that.
You're having it with a piece of lean chicken breast with no skin on it.
Exactly.
Hey, you're wasting the kale, buddy. And notice that we said all meat. This is important. People think red meat is bad for you. They do.
Yeah. Go ahead and get grass-fed, healthy
yeah,
meat.
Yeah, it tastes better.
Yeah, it tastes better, and the fat and the meat is better for you. So again, you want to make sure you're getting good quality meat. But then the fat helps you out. It has the omegas. It has the amino acids. No,
don't get cheap meat.
Don't get cheap.
Get nice, expensive, grass-fed, free-range meat. You don't have to eat it so many times a week.
No.
There are other ways to get protein. But if you're going to have meat, get a good piece.
Get a good piece of meat.
Don't get some lousy cut of meat and then kind of hate yourself while you're sawing into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of chewing the life out of it like it's some kind of jerky. You're dishonoring the cow. Okay?
Exactly.
Get a decent piece of meat. Get a fatty cut.
Yeah.
It's going to be very tasty. Like a ribeye.
I was just going to say ribeyes are great.
Oh, there is no fattier cut.
No, yeah.
It's like the fattiest piece of meat on the cow.
Yeah,
there is so much marbling, but it's beautiful marbling.
Beautiful. Sear it.
Roast it. Liquefies.
Yeah.
Oh, and it liquefies quickly.
Yes.
So a ribeye, no matter how horrible a cook you are, it's almost impossible to screw up a ribeye.
Yes.
Unless you roast it for 2 hours. That might screw up a ribeye.
If you cook it too long, of course.
That'll screw up anything. That'll cook the life out of anything. What are some other things you can get some real nice, natural, healthy fats in?
Okay, so toss out your Teflon pans.
Throw them away.
Don't cook without oil anymore. Take out your cast iron, take out your other pans, and always add a little bit of oil to your cooking. People are always like, I seared it with nothing. No, you need some
you're
fat.
You're a bonehead.
You're a bonehead. Plus, it doesn't taste as good. You can go ahead and go with the avocado oil, which is great. It's full of omega-6 and omega-9s.
Plus, if there's any scratches on that Teflon, you're eating poison.
Exactly. Teflon is poison.
And it's real easy to scratch because people are always using metal utensils when they're cooking stuff in there.
And if it smokes, the pan smokes before you add anything into it, that's the chemicals coming out into your food. That's bad.
That's the stuff putting chemicals and poison right into your dinner.
Yes.
That's fun. Usually I just like to season my food with salt. But getting a healthy dose of carcinogen in there is usually my goal.
I always, I prefer cast iron. I use cast iron a lot. I have a couple cast iron pans.
I love cast iron. Get one that has a smooth bottom and get another one that has the ridged bottom.
Yes.
So because so you can do your general cooking, but then you can also grill stuff in your kitchen on your stove, and you can get them pre-seasoned.
Yeah.
You don't have to season these things, and if you don't get a seasoned pan, everything will stick.
Exactly. What you want?
Get a pre-seasoned pan.
I'm going to look up how to season it.
Yeah, or just get a pre-seasoned pan.
Get a pre-seasoned pan.
They have them, you know, and like 90-year-old people are always selling them at their garage sales for like a dollar.
Exactly.
The other good thing about cast iron pans is that they're excellent weapons.
They are.
They are super heavy.
Yes.
You're going to love this thing. I love my cast iron pans.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So another good one is eat eggs, the whole eggs. Don't eat the egg whites. Eat the whole egg, the egg yolk.
And don't throw away the yolk.
Yeah.
Why don't you throw away the yolk?
It's
being wasteful.
A lot of people are like, oh,
that
it's
was
full
a potential
of fat.
Chicken. Yeah.
Okay, so when you want snacks, have a cup of nuts. Your favorite, whatever nuts you like. They're full of the good fats. They help keep you satisfied longer. And you just snack on them as your snack. Keep those around in your office as opposed to little M&Ms. You can cut them with the M&Ms if you want, but go ahead and a little thing. And that is a great way to keep your healthy.
I cut everything with M&Ms.
Yeah, me too.
And gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
And those chewy, those, what are the lifesavers? The gummy lifesavers? Those are nice, you know?
They still make those?
Yeah. I don't know if they're currently making them. I mean, maybe I'm still buying from the stock from leftover from 2003. But
I was thinking maybe.
If you can't commit 100% to only eating nuts, mix the nuts with something else that you do like.
Like
it's a slow transition.
Dark chocolate, which also is full of these healthy fats.
Yeah. And so, and here's the thing about dark chocolate. You can get super dark chocolate chips.
Oh, yeah.
You can. And even vegans and gluten-free people can eat the super dark
it's just
chocolate chips.
Cocoa powder and cocoa.
It's just
liqueur.
Naturally occurring cocoa bean stuff. I mean, it's a bean. So what's more vegan than a bean?
I don't know.
Right? So that's mostly just bean and natural cocoa butter and cocoa fats that come out of the bean.
Of the bean, yeah.
So it's
a
the
little
milk
sweetener.
Chocolates.
Yeah, the milk
and
chocolate.
It's the tastier chocolates, actually, that are going to be the non-gluten-free stuff. Eat gluten, don't eat gluten. I don't care. But I'm sick and tired of hearing people give me excuses as to why they can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm really tired of it. Avocados.
Avocados are great. Like I was saying, use avocado oil. Have avocados, guacamole, a great dip. You can have it anytime. My little girl eats an avocado almost every morning for breakfast because she loves them so much.
Don't pay the $10 El Torito, come by the side of your table and make a big production deal out of making guacamole. No avocado is worth $10. Do this yourself. I am not going to give you a recipe for guacamole. You can get, I don't know, any other idiotic website, cooking show, Neil Saavedra, or any other dummy that is on the air talking about 95,000 different ways to prepare guacamole, Sam the Cooking Guy. And we are not going to do that. We are not going to put those recipes on the website. You know how to make guacamole.
Yeah.
Everyone knows how to make guacamole. 2-year-olds know how to make guacamole. Go get an avocado.
Cook an avocado.
Make some stupid guacamole.
There we go.
Get one of those tortilla chip hats. It's like a sombrero. It's made out of a big tortilla chip.
What?
Fill it full of guacamole. They have those.
You can
order them online.
I'm doing
get
that.
Get them for your next party and eat some stupid avocados. Coming up next, why those sweet little adorable ponytail-wearing uniformed socks up to their knees, enterprising little sweetums, your neighborhood Girl Scouts, are your enemy. Enemy! We'll tell you why coming up next, so stick around. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Blair Katz. Aren't those little cookie-slinging Girl Scouts just the thing that makes you so happy when they finally come back around every year?
They always pester me when I come out of the grocery store.
Yeah, they camp out in front of Walmarts and stuff.
Yeah.
They go door-to-door with their leering, suspicious parents standing by at the curb, you know, to make sure their little angels don't get kidnapped and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like anyone stands a chance against those girls. They all know karate now, and they're tough little modern women. You wouldn't want to mess with them. I'll bet they could even beat up Marcus here. Okay, well, who can't?
Hey.
Maybe that's a bad example. Okay, they can probably beat up Neil Saavedra and Sam the Cooking Guy with one hand tied behind their ponytail and the other holding a box of cookies.
I would pay to watch that.
I would. That'd be awesome. We're going to set that up for next month. Have you ever tried to say no to these girls? You can't do it.
No.
You can't say no. The girls are too cute. The cookies are too tasty. And that's the best example of attractive marketing for a product that is totally bad for you, right? They've got Skinny Mints, Love Handles, Neener Neeners, Samoans, and the good old favorite, How's Your Uncles? Okay, I made up most of those. But they have funny names.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. They have a ton more calories per cookie than you'd expect, except those Thin Mint things, even those Thin Mint things, which you can eat a whole sleeve of those things without even knowing what's going on. Each one of those little Thin Mints, one little Thin Mint, has the same number of calories as an Oreo.
That's crazy.
A whole Oreo. And it's that cookie is like one side of the Oreo.
Yeah.
Without any
tiny
of the cream filling. It's like just the little wafer side. That's how many calories are in that thing. With an Oreo, at least you get the other side and the cream filling.
Yeah, you
get
a little
Mint,
more.
You're not getting anything. You're getting a little wafer thin, pepperminty flavored calorie bomb. You eat that whole sleeve, which, come on, let's just be honest with ourselves. We've all done that. We've all said, yay, the Girl Scout cookies are back. I better enjoy them. And I'm going to enjoy them because once I run out, I'm not going to be eating them for another year.
Yep.
So I can afford to splurge. That's how they get you. It is an evil trick. Don't eat them unless you're underweight and need to put on 5 pounds. Or if your kid is a Girl Scout, you're kind of stuck.
You're stuck.
I mean, you really have no choice. Here are some other reasons that Americans will never get any thinner.
So everybody is a little stressed out. So stress,
a little.
Exactly.
You kidding me?
The American culture, we're stressed. We run,
we're
hurry.
Stressed, we accept it because we can get drugs to counter that stress, but the drugs don't actually eliminate the stress, they eliminate the symptom. So your body still has the physical effects of the stress.
Yeah, there's
still... The pill doesn't make those effects go away.
Yeah, you just feel better about it. About being stressed.
But your body is still going to suffer the effects of the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And now your liver and your kidneys are going to suffer the effects of the drugs. So really, you're far worse off taking the drugs than you are just dealing with it.
Leave the drugs alone. Leave them alone.
Why are Americans so stressed? Why is our country so much more stressed out than other countries?
I'm still trying to figure that out. We just have this big do it now mentality. Everybody can get a hold of us, get things done. Like we work more and we work harder than most first world countries.
Hmm.
But because of that, you know, we have less vacation time.
I think it's because we're Americans.
It is.
We have that hardworking, go-getting spirit.
We do. We do.
I mean, we actually moved out to the middle of a deserted hellhole of the part of the country. And when I am talking about the West Coast,
okay,
of course, but because the East Coast was densely populated first.
Mm, yeah.
That's where they had like plumbing and electricity and stuff. You come out to the West, there's nothing but dirt and rattlesnakes and some guy who said, hey, I found something yellow. And then everyone else comes out here and they're going to the bathroom in holes.
Yes.
And they brought their families with them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be Bear Grylls, man versus wild, tough. And so does your three-year-old. Your kids would have to potty train themselves at 6 months so they don't accidentally sit down on a rattlesnake on this side of the country. We Americans are tough.
We are tough. We go-getters. We're entrepreneurs. But we're always looking at how to get things done more. We're always bombarding ourselves with work. So the first thing you do to kind of counteract the stress... is tell yourself stress is good.
Well, why would stress be good?
Because it gives you the energy you need to get stuff done.
What kind of a lie is that?
It's like
telling yourself that it's okay to eat a sleeve of Skinny Mints.
I know, but it's been shown to work lower the negative effects of stress.
Okay.
Just tell yourself it's good. It gives me the energy and the focus I need to do these things.
Getting fired is awesome. It gives me the motivation I need to open that cupcake shop.
That is accurate.
That's dumb.
Well, if you get fired, that's a good way to think about it, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if it keeps you from overdoing it on more drugs and alcohol,
mm-hmm.
then hey, you know, go with it. To each his own. It's not a good way to deal with stress, though.
No. Well, it helps. But then when you're stressed, when it's time to stop being stressed,
hitting yourself with a forget-me-stick. I mean, that helps. You're going to be unconscious for 12 hours. That always does a body good.
Well, no. There are times in our lives where we need stress, and when you need it. That's what you do.
You need stress when you're running from a cave lion.
Yes, or when you need to get stuff done and you're dealing with people who are idiots and you have to do it all yourself and you're running their deadline.
Dude, that's every day of my life.
Exactly. So a little bit, you need stress.
Okay.
So when you do it, say, okay, this is good. This gives me what I need. When you're done, laugh it off. This is one of them.
And eat a cookie.
That's actually on here too.
Or 50 cookies.
No, just one cookie. Because you're talking
people
about...
reward themselves after a stressful situation or a stressful scenario or to make themselves feel better about something. They do it with unhealthy food.
Chew gum. Gum is one of them on here. Because
what do they have, alcoholic gum now? Because that's the only way I'm chewing gum.
That's chewing gum. No, well they might if you chew it long enough. But
get hooked on. My goal is to get hooked on nicotine gum. That's actually kind of my goal. I mean, I don't want to smoke because that's bad for your lungs. But
you want nicotine gum?
Well, I mean, you don't have to have the disgusting lung effects.
But you're not addicted to nicotine now. Why would you add another addiction?
Well, it's supposed to give you a massive buzz, right? If you get over the initial nausea.
I have a friend who sells stuff if you want a buzz. We can talk later. Nicotine gum, that just sounds, because it has that stink smell to it. They try to cover it up. But if you ever talk to someone...
Oh, it makes you stink?
It makes you... Yeah.
Oh, well, the hell with that.
And nicotine's a poison. Nicotine is a pesticide.
All right. You talked me out
okay,
of it.
Okay,
I'll start chewing tobacco instead.
Ooh, actually, I think that was a bad move. Tea. And this is another reason I believe Americans are more stressed out than anybody else.
We don't drink any tea?
Black tea, caffeinated tea, all teas actually help you de-stress but give you energy. As opposed
to
coffee.
Which is why English people are so relaxed.
Yeah, but coffee itself that I love... and makes you stress more.
Uh-huh.
So
I can see that.
Yeah.
So, our beverage of choice makes us antsy and wild and weird and nutty.
Yes.
It brings out the American mm-hmm. in us.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So you got these English people. They're steadily supplying themselves with low doses of caffeine throughout the morning, mid-morning, afternoon. They don't crash.
Yeah.
They don't get hyper.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get weird. Well, okay, weirder.
They don't
English
get aggressive.
People are generally a little bit, you know, unusual, but they're not aggressive.
No, but coffee also makes you aggressive. If you drink, if you have an overdose
America.
Of coffee, you want to punch somebody, or at least I do.
We're crazy, hyped up, and aggressive.
And we take downers.
This country rocks.
This is a great
and then
country.
We get pills to calm us down. We are super cool.
Super cool.
In
okay.
this country.
So drinking tea as opposed to coffee or coffee all day will help calm you down but still give you caffeine.
Green tea is good.
Green tea is really good.
It's probably the only diet tip that became a diet fad that sparked a pyramid scheme
mm-hmm.
that took off for a long, long time and people started lying about the effects of it. But it's the only diet fad that actually ever worked. And the reason that it works is because they recommend many cups of green tea per day. Many cups. I mean, we're talking 5 to 12.
And so you're busy going to the bathroom as opposed to eating? Is that
but
how that works?
But you are taking in a ton of liquid.
Oh, that's true.
You're okay. staying very hydrated. And a lot of the reason that a lot of people can't lose weight, the number one reason they can't lose weight is because they're not hydrated enough.
Mm-hmm.
Their body is retaining too much water. So this is a multi-prong diet thing to do the green tea thing because caffeine, as you said, ramps you up, makes you crazy, makes you more American.
Mm-hmm.
Green tea makes you more Asian and more reasonable. And makes your body work properly, right? Okay,
yes.
So that's you got to be more Asian about the way you think about diet and health and especially caffeine.
Yeah.
So they drink a lot of tea
mm-hmm.
in China. They drink a lot of tea in England. These people are cool.
Yeah.
They're cool cucumbers. I mean, you know, you look at them and you respect them because they're cool. They don't flip out and overturn office furniture when they get a little wired.
Nope. And think of Italians. They drink coffee, but they drink an espresso.
It's tiny, and it's not covered with cream and sugar and softball-sized blobs of whipped cream.
Mm, that sounds delicious.
So I know. I want one right now. Use my Starbucks app.
All right, so here's a good one. Kiss somebody.
Why?
Kissing reduces stress.
Uh-huh.
And so the more you kiss people, the less stressful you feel, unless you get something.
Dude,
and then that's
I don't
really
care how stressed out you are.
Mm-hmm.
You plant one on me, you're fired.
Oh, that's fine. I got a teddy bear I kiss when I'm lonely. Okay, so write it out. That's a
called,
good one, too.
I thought you called, you called out your wife. No, that's Gummy Bear.
That's Gummy Bear.
That's Gummy
Aww.
Bear. Marcus's nickname for his lovely and adorable wife, my good friend, is Gummy Bear.
Gummy Bear.
It's really cute. She's going to hate me because we revealed that to the public.
Yes.
I can't, you know what? Can't blame me. I've had a lot of coffee. I'm wired.
Wired and aggressive.
I can't be responsible
you
for my
a fight
actions.
With her.
I'm not in my right mind right now. I've been drinking caffeine.
Here's a good one. Write it out. Whenever you're stressed about something, write about it. It
mean,
gets it out
you
of
mean
your body.
Write a letter and then rip it up and throw it away?
Well, yeah, or just have it in a journal.
That's nowhere near as cool as taking barbiturates.
I don't know.
It's a solution, but you don't need a prescription for it. Americans will never embrace it.
We should make prescription grade notebooks to
Ooh,
sell and
that's pretty good.
Then
that's pretty good. That's not I actually kinda like that one. It's the stupidest idea I ever heard, which is why it'll do great.
It'll do great.
Any totally asinine thing always turns into a successful business in this country. I don't know why.
Oh.
The good business ideas
Yeah.
Right out the window. What? No, I don't want. No, that's logical. That's no fun. I don't want to take out a loan and spend my kids' college fund doing something that's, you know, going to work. I want to spend my fortune building a notebook empire. Yeah. Tune in next week for the best all-time artisan bacon known to man. It's actually good for you. It's no joke. And shark steaks, shark fishing, shark fin soup, and shark politics. And we're not just talking about the last election. Food Fight Radio jumps the shark. Next week on your favorite food show, this is Claire Katz reminding you that food is the most important meal of the day.
Have you heard the news? Bad things coming to us. About the little things every single day, things get in my way.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.